The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
They moved the World Golf Championships from Miami to Mexico City. You vote for Donald Trump as president. If I become your president, this stuff is all going to stop.
The bad blood between Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Mexico continues. Last week, Trump took offense when the PGA moved a major pro golf tournament from his Trump National Doral Miami resort to Mexico. But Trump made yet another disparaging remark, calling out the Mexican ancestry of a U.S. federal judge he's feuding with, Gonzalo Curiel.
I have a judge who happens to be, we believe, Mexican, who is a hater of Donald Trump.
Mexican-American and other Latino voters could be Trump's chief obstacle to the White House. Recent polls show him with an 87% disapproval rating among that group. But Trump's most passionately vocal Latino critic can't vote in November, former Mexican President Vicente Fox.
Please wake up, America. Analyze, evaluate what this false prophet is proposing.
This is from a video of a conversation we had with Fox last week when he was in Miami for a business conference. He gave us a glimpse into Latin America's fears about the Trump phenomenon, especially Trump's harsh stance on immigration. When he declared his candidacy last year, Trump called Mexican immigrants drug dealers, rapists, and murderers. Reports suggest the PGA may have had a hard time finding a sponsor here because of that kind of vitriol. Fox considers the golf tournament's move to Mexico poetic justice.
The way he has promoted hate, these are the consequences. It seems to me that he's not clear that every action has a reaction.
Then there's Trump's pledge to make Mexico pay for a border wall. Fox created his own controversy earlier this year when he responded to that idea with some pretty raw language. We didn't ask Fox to repeat it, but he did.
We will not pay for that wall.
We asked Fox if he didn't think the profanity hurts his cause or at least brings him down to the level he accuses Trump of occupying. Fox told us he feels it's necessary because the stakes in this election are so urgent.
As we say in Mexico, Trump is mecha corta, short fuse. He is not prepared to be president of this great nation. I am just worried about what can happen if he gets to that chair where President Washington, Reagan, Roosevelt sat. I mean, that chair is the most powerful in the world. So we all that are outside of the United States worry about this because we have a high esteem for United States as leader of the world. But you cannot put in hands of a short fuse person the button to shoot an atomic bomb.
Fox said he feels an extra bond with the U.S. because his grandfather was born in Cincinnati. And he said the popularity of Trump signals something troubling about America's democracy. At the turn of the century, Fox was a Democratic hero in Mexico. His 2000 election as president overthrew that country's one-party dictatorship, a regime that had lasted more than 70 years. Fox says Trump's candidacy is a little too reminiscent of Latin America's troubled politics.
We in Latin America learned the hard way. We had dictators all along the 20th century, so we see their genius immediately. And in this guy, we see that. We see that kind of that character. So I don't want to cry tomorrow what I didn't try to resolve today.
Even so, we pointed out to Fox that if a former U.S. head of state were to insert himself this way into a Mexican presidential election, the outcry south of the border would be deafening. But he denied he's guilty of a double standard.
No, well, it's a totally different situation. When U.S. citizens are electing the president, one way or another is going to affect ourselves. Look at the way he's talking about Mexico, a trade war, that's crazy. I mean, we chose to be partners. We chose to be friends. We didn't choose to be neighbors. Trump's attitude can take us back to the times of the ugly gringo, the ugly American in Latin America and the rest of the world.
Former Mexican President Vicente Fox is 73 now. In his political heyday, he was known for his fighting spirit. We asked him if Trump has at least rekindled that for him.
No doubt, and I love that.
Fox also said he's encouraging Mexican Americans to register to vote, and he left them with this parting thought.
Nos hacen lo que el viento a Juárez.
Meaning essentially, Trump won't defeat us. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can see this video and hear more from this conversation at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.